Hello, Rolene Marks.
Hello, guys. It's been a full week of just chatting to you. I feel complete now.
It's been amazing.
Ro, we haven't, and almost by design, haven't spoken about the cobbling together of a coalition in Israel because, I don't know, it's just so ongoing. But it's the end of the week. Tell us what's going on.
Has anything changed?
Well, we had a brief respite from negotiations this week, but we have had everybody back chatting today, and I'm sure there was a lot of back chatting as well. At the moment, the joint list is meeting with Kahol Levan leader Benny Gantz. Benny Gantz is the prime minister designate who has the mandate at the moment of trying to form some kind of government. Earlier today, Kahol Levan representatives met with their Likud counterparts. These are the two biggest factions, and while we don't know the exact content of the meeting, apparently no great progress was made, which is making people concerned because, you know, the more this drags on, the closer we could get to the possibility of having to go to a third set of elections this year, which is not what we want. We want to get this done and dusted. There are rumors that one of the issue was, can Netanyahu be trusted as a revolving prime minister? But there's no confirmation on that. Of course, we have Avigdor Lieberman, because Avigdor Lieberman wouldn't be Avigdor Lieberman if he didn't weigh in. But him saying to the press today that he believes that the only solution is a unity government. He met with Benny Gantz earlier this week. Apparently, the negotiations were quite positive. We don't have an outcome there. But hopefully, we will see some movement. Nobody wants to go to elections again.
Ro, is anybody talking to the joint Arab list, or is that too much of a hot political potato?
No, they're meeting as we speak. I just said that as we speak, the joint Arab list is talking to Benny Gantz. So this is going on as we speak.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hope you don't have to go to third round, because I can't see the result changing at all. A very serious story that apparently Israel is preparing its air defense systems and they're on a high alert for a possible Iranian attack from Yemen. Why? What's going on?
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be from Yemen. It could also be drones from the north or the south. It also could take place from the sea. But we are preparing for any eventuality. You know, one of the reasons why we think this could happen is because Israel has struck Iranian targets, be they in Syria, Lebanon, or Iran. So we are preparing for some kind of retaliation. Earlier this week, we spoke a little bit about the fact that the embassies around the world, despite them being closed. And I just want to touch on something about that for a second, because I see that BDS and their supporters in South Africa are going a bit meshuggah. They're saying, yay, the embassy's closed. Let me just reiterate. The embassies around the world are on strike. They're not closed for any other reason except for strikes. They still remain on high alert. This is a financial matter. It is a matter that's taken place with coordination between the between the foreign, the defense ministry, and the Histadrut, which is the labor federation, who are striking against the finance ministry. So sorry to disappoint you, BDS. The embassy in South Africa has not been closed. Embassies around the world have not been closed for any other reason that their staff have elected to strike. Okay, so moving back to the story.
Yeah.
So we are prepared for any eventuality. We have all our air defense systems on high alert. We have our David Sling, our Arrow and Patriot systems, our Iron Dome systems. We have everything ready should there be any kind of ballistic missile, cruise missile, or any other kind of attack.
Oh, it's incredible to think that you live under those sorts of circumstances where this is potentially real, you know? Very, very frightening.
We do, but having said that, what is interesting is that we haven't really done any kind of drills. I think that we all pretty much know the drill, pun intended, by now, but we haven't gone through any major drills as civilians. This, of course, could change. You know, we have these impending threats. We know that there are regimes on this earth, and certainly in our our region who want to see us wiped off the map. But life still continues. You know, we live in defiance of these kinds
of things. You do, and you live well. And whenever there are happiness surveys that are conducted worldwide, Israel does remarkably well and generally figures in the top 3 or 4 or 5. I mean, it's better than just, you know, you're not surviving, you're thriving.
Absolutely. What can I say? We're a pretty
resilient
happy people.
Resilient lot, that's for sure. Rolene, Israel frets as imminent EU ruling expected to force settlement labeling. What's the story?
Okay, so we are concerned about this story. We know that the Court of Justice in the European Union is expected to make a decision around about November the 12th, which will make it legally binding for all member states to label any goods coming from the West Bank as goods made in the settlements. Now, it's particularly painful for us. First of all, it could seriously hurt Israeli exporters. And this decision apparently is not up for appeal, but would make it legally binding on any member country. The problem also with this is not just the current issue with the exporters and those who want to see some kind of boycott action against the state of Israel. The things that's also very, very painful is that once again, Jews are singled out and labeled and put aside for derision. This comes, literally in the same 2 weeks where we will commemorate Kristallnacht, which saw the beginning of the grossest persecution that we've known in our lifetime, or certainly in the last century or so, against the Jewish people. We know how horrible that ended. Also, it exposes a horrible double standard. Why aren't goods from other conflict zones around the world also labeled? Some countries refuse to do this. Some countries are like Germany, like Hungary, say that they absolutely reject this. They have no intention of labeling their products, but it is very, very, very painful and very, very worrying for us currently.
And very quickly, Rolene, the good news story of the day is...
The good news story of the day is we do get an Air Force One. You get an Air Force One. You get an Air Force One. And Israel gets an Air Force One. And apparently Air Force One, Israeli style, will be taken out for a spin shortly to make sure all systems go. And whoever the Prime Minister is, Benny Gantz, Netanyahu,
that's the only problem.
You know, it's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Okay, it is indeed. Rolene Marks, as always, thank you so much for your input. Look forward to speaking to you on Monday, and Shabbat Shalom to you.
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat
Rolene.
Shabbat Shalom, guys. God bless.
God bless. Cheers. Bye.